Welcome to the Circle of Dawn. Enjoy.
Oh dear. Hello, 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 hello,
hello. Hello, 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 hello.
Thanks for joining.
Hello.
Right, so we ended the session last week when you just got into this room, and I kind of like gave you the description. It's a huge 40 meter by 40 meter square room. There's a dais in the middle with, well, the stairs that you're on going up to the top of the dais, and north and south, and then there's steps going all the way around to the top of the fountain, which is brilliantly bright blue.
So is it like pyramids in the middle of the room?
Sort of, yeah.
Are we going like downstairs or upstairs? Because like I can't really tell from the map.
No, it goes up one, two, three, four, five levels to the top.
Okay.
That awareness that you rolled, Vanessa, you don't detect anything in the vicinity of the steps or going up to the fountain at the top.
So, and I assume we're going to have a trundle up to have a look at the fountain.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that seems interesting here, so yeah. Oh, it's like a little maze here. So.
Well, I've neared an object, so I'm guessing I'm near the fountain based on how those stairs look like they go around.
Yeah, okay, so you get to the top of the dais. So the room is also 20 meters tall. At the top of the dais, you're about 10 meters up now. And the fountain is, as you can see, it's a blue fountain that seems to be going upwards and into the ceiling above. Looking into the fountain, you can see quite a lot of silver coins at the bottom, and also a few gold coins. You can also see four silver bowls with different engravings in the bottom. So I'll show you those now. That's bowl number one. It's got like a viper or a snake or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
You've got that one.
Broken arm.
That one.
Bug.
Like a scarab. That one. Oh, and also around all the walls, there's quite a lot of runes and insignias. I'll just put them there so you can see them now. The garland emblem is in prominent positions on various walls and plinths and things like that around the room.
Is there a water in that well?
Yeah, bright blue water, as you can see, and it seems to be rising up out of the well and into the ceiling, but it's not getting empty.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to chuck a couple of gold coins in.
Gold coins?
Yeah, no, prior to garland, because weren't there some gold coins in there and some silver?
Mostly silver and a few gold. Okay, you throw a gold coin in, it goes into the water and just settles down to the bottom.
Cool. So, spellcasters, you're the brains of the operation. We got these like runy-shaped circle things and stuff. I'm not stealing from this well.
That's probably a wise choice, but...
So should we drink from it? Or leave their coin?
You're throwing a gold coin in, remember? You haven't thrown anything else.
I wouldn't necessarily recommend drinking from it, maybe, but if you're feeling bold... Go for it.
Is that a challenge?
I mean, it's gone. They'll probably heal us unless we've done anything particularly bad, I'd have thought.
But what do you think the symbols may represent?
Looks like one guy with a broken arm. That looks like the picture head with a broken arm. The one on the right hand side is healing. And I'm not sure what the other ones were. So if they're all medical, so the scarab could be like life. It might say the snake could be poison. The other one's like physical injury. And the last one's healing.
Well, the first one might suggest some illness, some sickness, maybe.
Scarab poisons you, your arm breaks and heal or something.
So why somebody would throw those balls down there?
The balls aren't in the water. The balls are at the corners.
Oh.
They're actually on top of the well. The only thing that's in the well is a few gold coins and probably about 50 silver coins.
I thought that they were thrown at the bottom of the
well. That properly. No, they're on the top of the well, on the wall of the well around the sides.
Well, okay, you guys can play with the balls as long as you want. I will try to drink from that well.
Go for it.
So I basically I want to take some water into my hands and drink from that well.
Okay, so you put your hands in the water. It's refreshingly cold and soothing. Have a drink from it, and it tastes like the freshest water you've ever tasted in your life.
All right. Well, it's pretty good water, and I'm not dying, so I think it's just water.
Yet.
Always the optimist, right?
Indeed. I would like to have a quick look astrally to see if it's got anything interesting going on.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. 5.
That you can tell.
Well, that's a pretty sight, but it's not necessarily anything that we came here for. So unless anyone's got any ideas on what to do with this, then maybe we can use it later to heal from any injuries that we sustain. Is anyone injured at the moment?
Well, I'm a bit, and it didn't heal me.
Oh, okay.
I'll have a drink as well, because I've taken a little bit of damage, you never know.
What, just putting your hands in and having a drink?
I'll try that. Well, I'll try putting my hands in first to cup some in my hand, see if my hand burns off first, and then try and drink some.
Okay, as with your guy, the water is refreshingly cold. You have a drink, and it's very refreshing. Feel like a nice, energizing feeling throughout your body.
Fantastic. Best drink we've had in a while.
It could be a beer.
Maybe you could try and give an offering, put something on the relevant plate with the injured person, maybe?
But I don't have any snakes.
Well, it'd be snakes, one I don't necessarily get, because it's like snakes normally a symbol for poison or something. And the other one definitely looks like a broken arm, so it could be heal wounds or something. Rebirth is a scarab, potentially.
Well,
I don't have broken arms to offer either.
I meant some silver pieces, perhaps, or something like that. Just put it on the bowl.
You do it.
I'm not injured. I am in perfect health.
And I'm going to put some silver coins in the picture with the Healy signs on, bottom right.
And now drink again.
Or it's like pour the water into the bowl and then drink it from the bowl. Yeah. That's what I'm going to try. Get some of the water, put it inside the bowl with the Healy picture face thing, and then drink it from there. I'm still leaving them in the bowl.
Leaving the silver coins in the bowl.
Yeah.
So you dip the bowl into the water and fill up the bowl. You having a drink from the bowl?
Yeah.
Silver coins haven't been removed or changed or anything?
No, I put 10 silver coins in.
Okay, so what you want? Right, you feel extremely energized. You feel a warm glow go through your body. Anyone looking at Vanessa now will see sort of like very subtle blue aurora basically envelop her whole body. And after about 30 seconds or so, you feel that your injuries, you're recovering from your injuries. And game terms, that's effectively a healing potion, so it gives you a free recovery test, and it's at +10.
Oh.
Nice, that worked.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We need a bottle of this stuff. It's amazing for clubbing. Turns you blue, heals you. Brilliant. Be a good mixer.
So can we get our snakes out of the snake bowl?
As Vanessa said repeatedly, this is likely to do with poison. If you are poisoned, it may cure you of being poisoned.
Yeah, so one's probably for life.
If somebody can it poison you?
I guess if somebody dies, you might be able to bring them back to life with the scarab for exdonation. If you suffered a wound, top right will probably heal it. If you suffered some form of poison, do we know anyone who's been poisoned by any particular poison or anything? It might heal you from that.
Okay, so we can get back here if we run into any trouble.
Yeah, it tells you somebody might die. And we're probably going to run into poison.
I will also put some silver into the healing bowl and drink from it. The bottom right one.
Yeah, okay, so the same thing happens to you. You put the bowl in the water, silver coins remain there. You take a drink from it, and you feel a warm, refreshing, recovering sensation, and you get +10 free recovery test.
Okay.
I do wonder if the silver is necessary. But
I don't mind sacrificing a bit of silver and not stealing off the god whose stone we want to collect, etc.
Yes, makes sense.
You know, I'm not strictly speaking a thief.
Okay, take that off your health, Yagai.
I will let Chirp out because it's dark here, so he can probably have some fun flying about. So Yagai, if you haven't seen him yet, you can see this flying shrimp crawling out of Kalias's bag and starting to fly around, shrilling every now and then and emitting a ear-piercing scream from time to time. It's not a bat. It's not a bat. It's a krill worm.
Yeah, sure.
This room
Come
is
on.
Actually, this room is actually Have fully a look. Illuminated, by the way.
Have a look. Okay.
Worm.
Oh, yeah. So I extend my arm so that he can perch on my shoulder and you can have a look at his beautiful mouth full of needle-like teeth, a couple of rows. Smells quite bad, actually, when he breathes in your direction.
Well, I see. It kind of reminds me of you, so...
Well, thank you. It reminds me of you as well.
All right.
Anyhow, so yeah, I'll let
you know. I will stick to animals I can ride on. Not, you know, your pocket monsters.
Just don't accidentally kill it. Just wanted to introduce you so you don't bat it away if it gets near you.
Is anyone doing anything else with the fountain?
Not me.
Well, are there any other exits to this place?
Nope, not that you can see.
So, we had the rest before we trundled down here, so yeah, where do we want to go back? We know a good place to come back to, or retreat to.
Well, we've got a couple more doors to explore on the corridor, right?
Yeah.
So there is a handout that everyone's got, and it tells you what's on each one of those doors. Romelan, you're moving around the whole place. And wherever you go, it's kind of like you're feeling quite refreshed just being in the presence of this room.
Yeah, I'm just quickly trotting along the halls on Gunbra's back and looking around, but with no special purpose, just looking around and making sure we are not missing something important.
Yeah.
Okay, so all of those doors sounds fun. We can either have a drink or a fight, so I'm up to each of those.
Okay, so before you leave the room, you've all regained step 4 karma.
Oh my god, you're just bad.
Okay, so are you leaving the room?
Yeah, and what random monster do we want to fight? A winged, scaly creature, a giant statue, have a round of drinks.
Drinks
I would say ice. We should first have a round of drinks, then fight a giant statue, then have another round of drinks, and then fight a winged monster, and then have another round of drinks.
Strangely, I am rather on board with this plan. So instead of maybe having constant rounds of drinks, we can just circle back to this room and use the grace of Garland to feel better.
Unless you're tied to the cups. Because one of them's a troll drinking, which could be your poison one. And then your statue could be a wound, a snaky thing. Let's just go and open one.
Well, let's start with the drinks.
Okay. Well, as the last person leaves the room, so Cormelan, and you will all hear this as well. You'll hear the voice of... you recognise the voice of Garland, and it's a female voice, and you recognise it immediately. And the voice, disembodied voice says, "Take care, my children. Do come back if you are in need of aid." Okay, so are you going to any particular door first?
Yeah, the one with the drinking.
Yeah, which one is with the drinks? Yeah, we're going to the tavern.
Number 4.
4, yeah.
So I'm going to search the door for traps.
Yep, go ahead. Okay, you're fairly confident that there are no traps on the door. The door's got no keyhole, it's just got a wooden handle to pull open.
Well, we'll pull the door open and see what happens.
By the way, do you want to check that hole in that wall? We were, like, moving around it a couple of times.
Basically, that rubble area there means you have to go single file via that area.
Yeah, but that's a hole, right? Not
it's just a
hole.
Rubble. It looks like it's just a cave-in. Nothing in there.
Oh, okay.
Just I earth and rocks like, and stuff pass, where the walls caved in.
That's fine. Okay, so we can go through that door.
Okay, so open the door, you shine a light inwards, and you see immediately before you a curtained area with a large chest against the wall, and to either side there are 6 sarcophagi, all exquisitely carved on the sides and on the tops. In front of the chest, there's also a plinth, and it looks like there's a book on top of the plinth.
I think those guys drink too much.
I'm going to search the room for traps, and then I'll search the plinth for traps, and then I can't read, so I cast the best have a look at the book. It's a lie, I can read, but that's what I'm going to say.
Okay, roll awareness.
So that's the room.
You do find a trap front of the chest, and it's a similar trap that you've seen before. It's like a 10-meter deep pit with metal spikes in the bottom. And these curtains are not just curtains, it's actually a wall, and the curtains are in front of them.
So I'm going to get somebody to just tie a rope around me, and then I'm going to try and disarm this trap.
Right, okay, so who's holding the rope?
Obviously, I'll find
you. Okay, can you...
Okay, I was suggesting to tie Vanessa to a Gambra's saddle, so that's
Kinky.
much more secure than holding it by hand.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so that's fine. Okay, you start fiddling around with the trap, and you actually accidentally trigger it with your butterfingers. Do you want to roll your danger sense, please? Okay, you trigger it, and you just manage to stop yourself from falling in. It's a good job you had the rope, because if you had a failed, you'd have fallen in. And managed to sort of like get out of the out of falling down the trap in front of you.
Excellent. So,
get to the chest.
Yeah, without getting across the metal things, we could either lower people down or weather approach or fly across. Couldn't somebody fly earlier on? But I can't search the chest from over here. Well, for traps, that is.
Okay, well, you've tried
disarming it, that failed. You can try and re-secure it.
Yeah, I guess so. We can give that a go. I don't know if that was the right one to roll. I think that was what? Fucking wrong one.
That's not going
to
do it.
You need to roll again, because your step is actually 13 on the...
Yeah, it's different.
And why are you not using your karma at all?
Because I was down, even with the plus 4, down to 15 karma, which I reckon will burn up through another bit of this fight. I didn't think disabling the trap's that important on this, where disabling the trap on the chest might be more important.
Okay, you don't manage to do it this time around. If you want to continue to do it, you're going to have to spend probably a good half an hour, 40 minutes trying to secure it.
Somebody can simply fly over to the other side, attach a rope, we can just lower somebody down, they can climb up the other side, search the chest. Or you can lower me down and I'll climb up the other side and search the chest to be faster than trying to reset the trap for 30 minutes.
Isn't that pit full of spikes?
It is, yeah. I said 10 foot down, but it's 10 meters down, not 10 foot.
Yeah, so climbing up would be a problem without a rope and stuff. But you could just fly over and have a look.
And if there is a trap on that chest, then I could just die to it.
Can you cast fly on other people? And then I'll fly over.
It's not a fly per se. It's a transformation into a night flyer. So unless you have a talent for nethermancy, that may be a bit of a difficult issue.
I might be happy to learn, but I'm not sure I'll learn it now in time.
Yeah, maybe. I could teach you.
Yeah, that would be a possible option, but I think that's for another time rather than just now.
Yeah,
The curtains on the side.
What, actually?
Cormelan, as these lot are discussing what they want to do next, you start to sort of like hear the subtle sounds of the coffin lids starting to move very slowly and quiet.
Like 12 questions of gold.
I think trolls are going out for a drink.
And there's no beer in here, so very bad labeled door.
Yargai, or is it Cormelan listening or hearing?
No, Cormelan. I said Cormelan.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No one else has heard anything apart from you. You look around and you can see that the lids are actually starting to slowly move off to the sides of the of all 12 coffins.
Yeah, well, if we were going to fight them, we'd be better retreating to the door and fighting them there, because it's
we don't know that this is happening until Cormelan will let us know.
Yeah, and I don't get a chance to let you know because you're all talking across me. Vanessa, get back over here now.
So I'm gonna start hiding back.
Everyone out now.
Why?
That's really assertive of you.
No, why now?
Okay,
don't think I'm liking this attitude, so unless you tell me exactly what's going on, I am not moving a single step towards that door.
I will steer Ganbra right into her and push her back, like a cop on a horse. Gently, but profoundly.
Right, as you are trying to escort the people out of the room, not listening to you, all 12 coffin lids all suddenly move to the sides of the coffins and crash and smash onto the floor. And you see six skeletons, well, three on each side next to the walls, holding a shield and a sword, and then six skeletons on the inside holding no weapons whatsoever and got raggedy clothes. Oh, and the ones with the sword and shields have got what looks like metal armor. And they all step out of the coffins.
Door closed behind us by any chance?
Okay, initiative.
So what
are we going out and like closing door behind us, or are we attacking them?
So what's going on with that door? Is it closed or not?
Well, everyone still stood there, so wherever you stood is where you stood.
Yes, but is the door still open or has it closed?
Door is just a door you can push open. There's no lock, there's no anything on it.
Yeah, so we'd be best falling back to the two fighters and the two pathwise and the two casters behind, so then we can protect them. And if we fall back to the position where the door is, we should only get attacked by two skeletons at a time.
About here?
Can you roll initiative, please, before you move?
Could you please put the tracker on?
Yeah, I'll put that on now.
The initiatives.
There it is. There we go.
Yay!
You're not alone.
That's probably because the Hutawas are keen on some bones and refuse to just go out.
Right, okay. So, Vanessa?
I think since I'm not next one, I need to sort of fall back in position, I guess. So if I move to there, and then I'm going to, it'd probably be a hard shot. I'm going to shoot at Skeleton Slave 1.
Okay. 12, that hits. And, hang on, that's also an extra success. This one up here. Oh,
I did better without it.
What did you do? I'll let you have that then. Okay, so your arrow sticks into that. It knocks it back a bit and kind of like stumbles and falls onto the floor.
I guess the initial ones are going to be rubbish as described.
Is that you done?
Yeah, that's my... Can't do a second attack with that.
Okay, Kalias?
I'll cast a spirit dart and then I will fall back.
Okay, go ahead. Wow. That's four extra... Oh, no.
That's... it doesn't really matter that much because it's right. Not the extra successes just make it last longer.
Which one are you spirit darting?
The closer, this the one that's closest to me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's 12 damage.
12 damage on that one, right? Kind of like knocks it back a little bit and falls back onto the floor.
Okay, so we fall back.
Kind of like shattered most of its ribs and probably cracked it down its pelvis a little bit.
And while I fall back, I shout to Cormilan, well, you could have just said that this was about that. And then I exit gracefully.
Okay, so skeletons first then. Right. You can go there. Go there. There. Go there. Get up. Actually, it's going to try and get up. And like I said, you notice that its pelvis has been broken. And so the top of its thigh... bone is kind of like shattered, so it's now only got one leg it can stand on. So this one's gonna go there, right? Okay, so let me move in. Let's see who's attacking now.
Still moving call.
Right, so there's going to be three on you, Yar guys. Nope. So I'll do those three first. What is it? So it's two of those and one of those, right?
So that's... And the rest is for Cormilan.
It's just lovely.
What's your physical defense?
Thanks a lot, Kalias.
You did it yourself.
My physical defense is...
9.
It's 12. No, I had aggressive attack checked right. on. I didn't declare anything, so...
Okay, one of the skeleton slaves misses. The other skeleton slave hits you, and it's got an extra success. And the skeleton warrior also hits you, and that's got an extra success also. So I'll do the... skeleton slave first. This is clawing at your face. They don't actually have any weapons, the skeleton slaves.
Okay.
Go on then, roll.
Well, those are still like troll skeletons, right?
Troll skeletons, yes.
Yeah, so they are quite big.
Okay, so the skeleton slave has missed, and the other one has got an extra success, and it's that, so it's that. With its sword. Goes to attack you, and that does 18 points of damage minus physical armor. Right, for you, Cormaline, so you've got 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, four. So it's 8.
I don't need to know, but yeah, that's fine. So you've got 3 warriors and 2. Oh no, that one's prone, so I don't know why I brought him forward, because he's still over there. He's over there, so that's out of the way. Warrior, one slave. Right, for the slaves, just do all together. The slave misses, and I'm doing all the warriors together. And your physical defense is 10, normal?
Yep, it is.
Okay, so you're quite fortunate. You're also on Grumbar, so Grumbar's obviously wheeling around a little bit and confusing all these skeletal warriors and the slaves, and they seem to be getting in each other's way, and they're all arms and legs trying to fly about, and just managed to sort of like skirt out the way quite easily.
That's good.
Yagai.
Yeah, so I will fall back a bit and I will attack the skeleton that's on my right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so
attacking this one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
It just took a while. Okay, so that's 25 on a skeleton slave. That's going to be 4 extra successes.
Okay, so plus
8.
8.
I found it perfect.
Whoa.
Okay, you, well, that's a killing blow, so do you want to explain? Go for it.
So I got, took a big swing with my polearm, and I think I just hit that skeleton at the top of his skull, and basically cut it in half.
Yep. Okay. So all the bones have shattered on the floor. So I'm going to move that out of the way, because it's more or less just a small pile of shattered bones into mostly dust and lots of individual fragments. Is that you done?
Yeah, those are skeletons, so I don't think there's a point in shouting at them.
Okay, and Cormalan.
I'm gonna quickly cast air armor on myself.
Yep.
And as soon as this stands, I will call out to Garland that we are not here to disturb her children and her children ourselves, and we wish no harm to the souls buried here. And then I will move away one over here.
You can try to barge through if you want, or you can.
Yeah, you know, at the moment, you know, I'm... you're on Hutawa, so you can just try to force yourself out, like charge.
I can try, but I can't succeed, so I will not do it.
Okay, that's fine.
Milan is having this decision now.
Yep. So if you cast the arrow,
I'm gonna
yourself.
Do my. Yep. Well, luckily that works out, because.
Yep.
That's how we do it.
Yep. Okay, so that's you. Yeah, so that's declarations, please.
Hold on just 1 second. Are you doing any stance, defensive or something?
I will go defensive as well.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I can roll the missing initiative. Oof. Oh my god, what did you do?
Well, that's helped me out, Steve, because mine was going to be defend anyway, wait for the skeletons to close and attack, and that sorted that out.
Well, I'm rolling step one, so...
Right, so that's everybody. So I can get this on. Okay, this one's going to come for you. You see that the skeleton warriors do seem to have some control over the slaves. And even though there were slaves in the way, they've kind of like moved out, and then these two have come down. And prone, so that one can stay there. There then. Right, you're not going to be able to get any further, so they're going to go down here. I'll go down there as well. Right, so let's do the first on you, Yagai. So it's a skeletal warrior, and that is what? So you're 15 now, so that's missed. And then the one against Vanessa, yours is 11 physical defense. Yep. Oh, is that with defensive stance?
Oh no, I'm not in defensive stance, can you say?
Jan, how much
defensive stance?
Okay.
Defense did that willow, because it gave defense, not armor, right?
Yeah, it's defense plus 2 on physical and plus 2 on mystical defense.
Okay.
Okay. So that one hits you and manages to slice across your chest. Don't do anything about it.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to parry it.
Yeah, go ahead. Rip off. Oh, there we go. Oh, hello. Okay, so you've managed to riposte, and with that, you've also managed to hit it back So you knock its weapon out of the way, and as you come slicing back down, you manage to sort of like catch it on the top of its side of its rib cage, and you do damage with three extra successes.
That's why my plan was waiting for it. I was ready.
Seems like it. Okay, that's a killing blow.
Yeah, so I wait for it to come in with the sword, and I wait for it to get in close. It missed with its slash, and then I'll just stab my sword up through its head so it'd take its head off.
Yeah, okay, so that's... you hit it so hard that it literally just shatter in a plume of dust, just like the one that Yargai hit as well.
Does the attack have to be on the same target, or can I attack the one that's next to me?
You haven't got to attack yet.
Oh, good point, that was a riposte.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the one warrior is going to attack you, Cormorant. And your physical defense is now 12. Yep, right, okay.
Yep.
So that's a miss. And the other warrior, they doesn't quite get... Oh, another miss. Okay, so those two skeletal warriors, again, seem to get in each other's way, trying to hit you. You manage to sort of like dodging out of the way at the moment. That's... Right, okay, so... I'll come down. I won't do that. I'll leave that for now. Okay. Kalias.
I'm just going to have a look. What's going on? Oh, they're still standing. I guess I'm gonna spirit dart one.
That's two extra successes.
Fine.
No, three extra successes, sorry. Can't count.
And 12 damage again. I will be hitting the ones that are in my view, so the ones that are immediately in front of, this one. The one on the left, the one immediately in front of Yargai.
Yeah, okay, so none of them have been hit anyhow, so that's 12, so it's 12 minus that, so that's... okay, so your spirit hits it quite hard, doesn't fall over though this time. Vanessa?
I'm going to... attack, one attack on the one in front of me, one attack on the one to the left.
Yep, go ahead. One in front of you then, so that's a 17, and that's two extra successes. Two on this one in front of you. That's a killing blow.
Yeah, it's same as the other one, killing the skeletons the same way, because they're repetitive, just stepping in, thrusting my sword up through its head to take it out.
Okay, again, shattered into almost dust and tiny pieces of bone. Go ahead with the next one.
That's probably missed.
No, it's hit. Just. 19. All right, that one's already been hit as well, and that's a killing blow as well.
Yeah, that just sort of with like a backslash to my left, it just took its legs and stuff out.
What, one of those sort of like take out the legs and leave the body floating up for a minute and you're looking around a bit confused and it comes crashing down?
Yeah, that's what we aim for, but I weren't even looking at that one. I was looking at my next opponent.
Cormorant?
Yep, I'm going to do some thread weaving for an elemental spear of the fire kind. And I'm going to do an extra threat for an additional target. And I will go here,
yep.
Here in the meantime. And I had a defensive stance, so it's 8.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that enough even?
No, that's 8.
Yeah, it's one thread woven, but I need the next thread next round then.
Okay, yep. And your guy?
Yeah, so I'll just attack the guy in front of me.
Okay, move forward. Quite impressed with Vanessa's fighting skills in the last hour or so. You've been engaging enemies.
That's a garland, obviously.
Need to move forward. Right. Okay, yeah.
Okay. I thought he was a bit...
Yeah, you can move forward. You seem pretty soft. I suspect you're going to smash through him yourself.
Okay. What's that? It's a warrior. Right, okay. So that's three extra successes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's a killing blow.
Okay, so I think I just pierced the skeleton through his chest, and after I pulled the polearm back, it just crumbled.
Yeah, pretty much so. They don't seem to be been able to stand up to much damage, these poor little skeletons.
Can I attack with my Hutawa, the one that's next to me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. That's 8 hit.
Hey, 8 hits.
Okay. And 11 damage.
11 damage on this one in front of you. Okay, that's yeah, that's a killing blow as well.
Okay. Yay, my Hutawa got a bone.
Yeah.
For itself.
Unfortunately, there's no remnants of any flesh whatsoever, so it like, got all dry mouth now. Okay,
but they are crunchy.
Yeah, like dry snacks.
Okay, declarations.
I'm going to walk forward and engage the skeleton if I'm faster.
Just spellcasting.
I think I will go with aggressive stance this turn.
Okay. If you tick the box, it'll account for that on all your rolls and your defenses.
Yeah, I did.
Cool.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the initiative.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to... Oh, you've already said what you're doing, so I can roll for them now.
Yeah.
Not rolling for there. Didn't click your token, yeah, guy. Oh, hey. No, wasn't you, it was me. Oh, blame it on someone else all the time. Oh!
You can correct it back to the 9 you got initially.
Can I?
Yeah, you can. Just click on the 17, delete it, and put 9 in there.
I don't know what you mean. That sounds a bit complicated to me.
It's pretty easy to me.
Oh, I just managed it, yeah. Go ahead, Kalias.
Well done, you. Well, surprisingly, spellcasting, there's the one that looks like it's laying down in front of your guy.
Yeah, so that one, that yellow one there.
Yeah, that's that. Is that down? Or does it just look down?
No, it just looks down. Don't attack him. It's not down.
He surrendered. He's my friend.
Okay, that hits, and that's 3 extra successes.
Cool. That's 11.
Okay, that's a killing blow.
Perfect. So when the spirit dart hits him, he gets covered in... temporarily looks like he's covered in like black cobwebs and then just crumbles.
Yeah.
With the energy leaving behind the bones.
Okay.
And up to them.
Okay. So as you're busy fighting away, all the skeletons just suddenly all collapse to the floor into heaps of bones. But Cormelan, you'll distinct probably Yargai as well. You'll distinctly notice that all the bones and dust and everything that's collapsed to the floor is slowly moving towards back of the room.
Surely for Netherlands creature, surely you want to bottle some of these skeletons in something for Nethermancy 101.
Or we could just burn it, torch them. How's that fire spell coming along?
Can I just ride through that bones to just, you know, mess that up?
Okay, so it literally is just loads and loads of bones all on the floor in several lots of pieces with the dust as well, everything that's come off them, apart from the shield, the armor, and the swords, they're all been left on the ground where the actual skeletons fell. And it's kind of like just... Almost as if something invisible is sort of like pulling them all together.
May I have an astral sight check?
Yeah.
I would like to see.
Well, you probably read from the book, and it probably means that they stopped doing this.
10.
You can see that all the bones and bits of dust do have a singular astral pattern.
And does it seem...
Go on.
Is there anything that's like calling them? Any entity that is somewhere in this room?
Don't see that. You're all half magic.
Yeah, mate.
Perception plus 4, please.
6.
Yeah, you've not really heard anything about this before, so you're not quite so sure.
Not just, really,
know,
no.
You know what you know at the moment.
Torch them?
Yeah, guy. Still the initiative.
Yeah, I said I tried to, like, stampede them.
Okay, now. Well, go to where you want to go to.
So, like, from here to, you know, here. So let's go to most of them.
Yep. Yeah, okay. So they're just like piles of bones and dust on the floor. You Huthua stamps all over them, breaks a few more, nearly slips on a bit of the dust on one of the bones. Just kind of like gets the rear ankle nearly sprained. You manage to go through, but it doesn't seem to be stopping them. They're all continuing to move slowly. And that's you. Yep. Yeah? Guy, is that you?
Yeah, that's
Okay.
it.
Vanessa?
Am I going to get any bigger bits that I can see, arms, legs, heads, whatever it is, from here and throw them into that pit?
Nice idea. Okay. Yeah, you can get an armful.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to spend my round doing, as much as I can, throwing stuff into the pit.
Okay, so move your character to near the pit.
I'm like launching them from here. It's a 10-foot round pit. I'd be stunned if I couldn't throw them in 15-foot into a 10-foot hole.
Would you? Dexterity minus six, please. No. Okay, so you're picking up bits of bone and lobbing them into the trap, the hole with the spikes in the bottom. And Cormelan.
I will actually just keep thread weaving to finish the second. Nope, I don't. I will keep thread weaving next round, but I will use the time to put the fortify armor on Vanessa, which succeeds. So Vanessa gets plus two on her physical armor for this and the next round.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, declarations.
I'll weave a thread.
Same.
I think I will go to defensive stuff to brace myself for an attack.
Okay. And Vanessa, carrying on throwing stuff in the pit.
Carry on throwing stuff in the pit.
Any stands?
I'm in defensive stance.
Okay.
And if they turn into a bone golem, I recommend we try and push that in the pit instead.
How will we do that?
Run at it in charge with something that weighs a lot.
Yeah, guy, roll initiative. Okay, so the remaining of the bones are all
Assembling into Megazord.
moving closer together, and they all seem to be congregating onto one particular place, which is there. You can also see out from where you've thrown the bits of bone that you managed to throw down previously, coming over the edges of the pit, as if they're being dragged in by some invisible force. And Kalias.
Okay, so thread weaving as mentioned before, and I will also shout a word of advice to Vanessa to cheer on her and say, try to lock them in the sarcophagus.
You can do it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
try and lock them in something that they cannot escape so easily, maybe. But yeah, that thread weaving works, and that's me done.
Okay, and Vanessa?
Well, if they're not escaping out of the pit, that usually it's throw them in there. Otherwise,
Okay.
don't have anything to hand to.
So this time, as you try to pick up bits of bone and well, bits of shattered bone and larger pieces, as soon as you pick it up, they just fly out your hand almost immediately.
They form
And
into.
all you're getting is kind of like a tiny little bit of dust and maybe a little sliver of a splintered bone, but you're not able to grab anything because it's just seeping out your hand as soon as you try to get it.
They
Again, as
form.
if some again, if something is grabbing hold of it, that's invisible from you.
Push its central mass in the pit. Probably not good for me to do it. My strength isn't amazing.
Right, if you want to try that, then try that.
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Don't get a one.
This is definitely going to be a one.
In the pit if you get a one. Okay, you again, as you were trying to grab the bones, you try to push as many bones as you can through, but your hand basically just as if they're all moving out of your way as you're trying to push them. You manage to push sort of like a small amount down to the bottom of the pit, but you don't feel that you're making any significant difference to the mass pile of bones there. Yargai.
Okay, so I will move here and shout to Cormilan and Vanessa to get out of the way.
Oh, right. Okie dokie. What are you going to hit it with? A pole arm isn't going to
Um,
do much, is it? Against
I'm
a
gonna
pile of
charge
shattered,
it.
up against a pile of shattered bones.
I'm gonna charge it.
Okay, go ahead.
Not that turn. I used all of my movement.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, no, that's fine. Oh, good idea, actually, yeah.
Have we tried burning it yet?
No, we haven't, because we've not got anyone that could really burn it.
Well, I've got 4 flasks of oil, but I'm not sure if that'll burn it in time, or if
give it a go, probably best idea, maybe a bit too late. Jan, can you talk now?
Yes, okay. I got kicked.
Yeah, it's your
for
go.
Some reason. I will continue thread weaving.
I just tried to like, remind you about that getting out of the way part.
Oh yeah, because he wasn't there for it. I also shouted to get out of his way.
Yeah, I'm gonna charge it, so you know, you don't want to be on the line.
I'm not on the line.
Maybe a little step to the side.
Yeah,
like, Vanessa needs to move, that's for sure.
One step to the left.
Oh, my danger.
Was that successful then, Cormelan, yeah?
Yes, I finally got my threat.
Okay. I should have the wave in danger sense.
And the most...
Go ahead.
The most amazing thing about this threat is that it is going to give me an additional target. And now we most probably just have one target, so it's for naught.
Well, it depends where you come in initiative, doesn't it? Or something else might happen.
Well.
So, declarations, please.
Spellcasting.
Okay, so aggressive attack.
Yep, you charging?
Yes.
Okay.
I hope I won't roll 1 on that one.
I think it's safe to say that you will be in the pit if you roll 1 on that.
It's 10 meters down, you know. Just letting you know.
Ah, but are the spikes deeper than the...
Yeah, the spikes will break the fall, so I'm all right.
It will break the fall of your Futaba. You're all right. She's not.
That's the initiative.
Oh, yeah. I love my initiative.
Mine, I'm not in defensive stance. I'm just waiting to see what happens, I guess. So, bow drawn, waiting.
Yep, okay. So, Cormelan?
I will wait a little longer and postpone my action, I guess.
Right, okay. So, you see the remaining skeletons all congregate onto one big pile. Then it all kind of like starts spinning round, and you can see a dusty cloud enveloping all the bones, and you can see it's almost as if like there's a tornado of bones and dust congregating around an area. It eventually just clears out of the way, and then before you see one huge creature has formed out of all the fallen skeletons before you. So you can now take your delayed action, Cormelan.
Yep, I will. There's
that's
nothing
failed.
Coming out.
That Mystic Defense, yeah, that's failed.
Yep, most probably.
Yep.
Okay. And I have to mark down my karma. Curiously enough, there is no curse coming out, but also no fire, so... From my comrade's perspective, just nothing has happened and no one cares about it.
Okay. We are deeply disappointed with your performance.
Kalias.
Right. Well, that is a perfect time to actually cast
run.
That spell.
Okay, I'll let you half magic again, so perception +4. Now you've seen this creature form out of all those skeletal bones and dust.
I'm assuming that hit.
No.
Yes, that hit.
Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's oh.
It's gonna be a couple extra successes, I assume.
That's gonna be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, I will. I normally roll 12, so that's 14 now. Okay, go for it. 20 damage.
20 damage onto the bone creature. So that's minus Mr. Karma, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, that hits it square on.
And it will have a reduced Mystic Armor now. -2.
Mystic Armor.
Forever.
Forever?
Well, it's going to be my spellcasting step plus some extra for every success I had. So, forever safe to say.
Okay.
What did you reduce?
Mystic Armor.
Okay.
Nothing is good for you.
So, Vanessa.
Somebody needs to shout, "This is Sparta," and kick it in pit. My best bet is probably going to be fall back slightly and shoot an arrow at it, because I won't be strong enough to throw it in the pit myself.
Okay.
We could use your free attacks.
Well, do people want me to run next to it, or are we falling back the corridor? What is our group actual plan on what we're going
to
do?
Well, I will try to body slam it.
Cool, that sounds good. I'll run next to it to attack it then.
Okay, go ahead. 14, that's a hit. No extra successes. Okay, so that's hit minus physical armor. Yep. Okay, next attack. Ooh, okay, that's 2 extra successes. And okay, yeah, hit that, and you think you barely did any damage. You just kind of like just went through a bit of the dust rather than connected with any of the shattered bones.
And I'm using my second weapon, good old Night Fang.
Okay, that misses.
That's my attack's done.
Okay, and yeah, guy. Going in the pit.
Okay, so I'll... 10
meters damage, is that step 20, I think, isn't it?
Go a bit back. And I will body slam the bone monster.
Go for it.
So, the weapons. Did I hit it?
No. What happens now?
Well, I used all my movement, so I just stopped in front of it.
Okay, you're heroic, so you managed to rear up and stop right in front of it. Initiative. Declaration, sorry.
Declarations.
Yeah, so defensive stance.
Yep.
I'm going to go aggressive and attack it.
Right, and Kalias.
Me, again.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, let's try and spirit dart it without much delay. Actually, I forgot to do that perception test. Should I try now?
Yeah.
14.
Okay, you've heard of such creatures like this that are formed from random fallen bones. Although not in this particular way, where there were animated skeletons already around and then they're formed into a creature. And you know it to be called a bone shambler.
Okay.
They are a minor horror, but they do have a few nasty abilities,
including
they can affect you. They can harvest your karma, and so if you use karma, they can basically harvest it off you. Don't get to use it for that attack, and they're very resilient to pain, and they're immune to fear.
I have assumed on the basis of them being undead, but thanks for making it very clear.
Well, I don't know. You did cause pain on a cadaver man, so I just want to make that sure.
Well, if someone didn't repeatedly refer to that cadaver man as a tainted obsidian and not cadaver man, then perhaps there would be no confusion.
Oh, there's always someone else to blame, isn't there?
Exactly. So, in that case, why not add another step, another extra karma dice into it, because it's a horror construct, so my karma ability allows me for that. This macro doesn't let me roll more than one karma, so I'll just roll another one after. Okay?
Yeah.
Was unnecessary, but I said I would.
What allows you to use extra karma?
Against horrors and horror constructs, yes.
Ah, okay.
I would like to, but I cannot, unfortunately. That's 2. Well, that's a nice spellcasting thingy, but it doesn't really make much difference.
Okay, well, it's 4 extra successes.
Beautiful. So he's definitely saddled with that debuff for a long, long time. And 12 magical damage. Remember that he's got -2 to miss the Garmor.
Yeah, I've got that down. 12 after that big massive roll as well.
That doesn't matter for me though. It just makes the thingy last longer. I just don't want to fail the cast, which is why I pump karma in it.
All right, okay. Yeah, okay. So that hits it quite squarely into the middle of the rolling mound of bone and dust. And it's his go. Okay. So yeah. It's going to like I said, it's more like a rolling ball of bone and dust with spikes sticking out. And it starts rolling straight towards you and your Huthawa Yar guy.
Okay. Oh. Well, it doesn't have a long way to roll.
Yeah, I know. And your physical defense is 15, so that's an extra success. Okay, so it's got an extra success, but it's Okay, with that, it's going to roll onto you, and then it's going to quickly turn round and roll through onto Vanessa. Right. Okay. So you, Gargai, you take 24 damage minus physical armor. Okay. Well, if it's separate targets, then it doesn't get two attacks. It only gets another roll and attack if it got an extra success, which it did. So it doesn't hit you, Vanessa. Then. So both of them, one hits your. So the 24 hits. Oh, well. 24 hits you, and the 14 hits the Huthawa.
Okay.
Damage. So 24 damage for you, and 14 for the Huthawa.
Right. So trick riding for me, anyway.
Yeah.
So I fall because it's less than 14. Right? That it works that way.
Yeah.
And Huthawa got 14. It has 4 armor, so 10. And wood threshold is 10, so it got a wound.
Yeah, it doesn't take any minuses, though, the Huthawa, because it's got pain resistance.
And it doesn't got knocked out, so.
Yep, okay. And you falling off the Huthawa, you take 3 points of damage, not minus armor, it's 3 pound, 3 pound. 3 points straight.
Okay. So 14 and
3 is separate.
3,
obviously.
So 17, yeah.
Yeah, right. Vanessa.
I guess I'm going to attack it twice and brave well 3 times.
Yep, go ahead. Okay, so that's 25 minus 2. That's 3 extra. No, 2 extra successes. Wow. Back in business, I see. Okay, so that's 38 points of damage minus that. So that's minus that. So that's a wound and a down test of that. Thought it could be knocked down, but it can, obviously. Okay, you managed to give it a fair oral swipe. It kind of like stumbles a little bit, but you don't. Round ball, so it's basically still rolling around in midair, kind of like sort of thing. Ooh, that's hit. No extra successes.
I'm hoping to just kill it so I can kick its chest into the pit.
But do a Sparta.
What? Like walk over the spikes?
No, Sparta.
Oh, okay. I thought he's building a bridge.
Right. Okay. Oh, well. So that's
would do.
Another wound, so that's going to be minus that, and that's going to be Oh, just a wound. That's 2 wounds it's got now. Oh, I need to change that. And I need to roll. Step. No, not that step. That step. Okay, so it's still rolling around. Right. Okay, and your second weapon?
Yeah, that would be. I've done. My 2 attack, and I rolled an 11, so that probably missed for the final attack.
Yeah, that's missed. Okay, yeah, you see that after your 2 major strikes, you have kind of like shattered off quite a significant amount of bones, and there's probably more than half of the bones and debris lying on the floor at the moment. So you're kind of like generally guessing that it's nearly succumbed to your melee of attack.
Chop his other legs off and then kick its torso into the pit.
And Yagai, so you're prone at the moment. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I will just attack him then.
Yep. Oh, that's just hit.
Okay. And damage.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay, so that's a devastatingly accurate killing blow. As well,
it seems that I'm I can do the Sparta now.
Go for it.
I want to kick it into the pit on, with my.
Yeah, go on then. I'll let you do it just for the hell of it.
Yeah, I strike it like through its face with my polearm, slashing the face in two, and then kick the corpse into the pit.
Okay, so everyone sees this. Bone shambling beast get pummeled to dust and bits of bone, Just enough, though, for Yagai to kick it, crashing down into the bottom of the pit.
Well, not too keen to climb down in the pit if it looks like it's resurrected.
Okay, so the beastie is no more.
Thanks for listening to The Circle of Dawn. See you next time. Bye.